So I'm just here to find out what's your experience like. So I'll be asking you a few questions.
I don't mind.
Oh, tell me about when you became unwell.
I became unwell February 27th or 28th, about that.
Okay. And how did you get to the hospital?
I passed out. I didn't know I passed out. I went to bed on Sunday night. But when I woke up, I was on the floor. I tried to get up, I couldn't. So I reached for the phone and dialed 999. I told them where the spare key is. So they took the spare key. About 30 minutes later, they came and picked me up. The first thing I asked them, what is that day's date? They said it's Thursday. I said, how can it be Thursday when I went to bed last night? Then they said, no, you must have been lying down there for 4 days or 3 days, which was true. Because I had three appointments, a job interview, DSS interview, and a marriage to attend, and I could not honor them. And friends have been banging on the door saying that they came to look for me. There was no answers. So the ambulance just picked me up and brought me to hospital.
Okay, so when you came to the accident and emergency department, what was your care like?
The care was, they were very professional. In all my going rounds in the hospital, the thing that struck me was their professionalism, irrespective of what state you are. Because when the accident, from the ambulance that picked me up, I'd already messed myself up. I've defecated on myself, I've weed on myself. So when they came to pick me up from my bedroom, they did not look at all that mess. They cleaned me up and put me in an ambulance. And when I got to accident and emergency, I was in severe pain. I think I passed out. But irrespective of that, they cleaned me, and by the time I woke up, I was on a bed. They cleaned me up and they took my keys and my phone, which the ambulance operative had with them, and they were able to keep it safe because when I requested for it, they readily provided it. Even when I was not communicating, after a week, I was able to tell one of the nurses that, look, get in touch with my daughter, who told my friends that my daddy is in hospital. You see, so even when I was not communicating, they still went ahead and did their professional job. That's one thing I respect in this profession. I was telling the nurses that the way you guys handle things, I would rather you guys are paid more, but that is a wish. They say if wishes were horses, beggars would ride. But when you come to see what they do, the nurses do, I remember when I came to this ICCU, I could not go to toilet, but I want to go there myself. The nurses picked me up and encouraged me, even when I was very, very heavy. Some of them complained of back sprain and all that. You would think going to toilet is the easiest thing. It's not. But they were able to clean me up. I messed the floor up. They came, they said, no, it's not your fault. You just lie on the bed. And they don't do it with anger. They do it with pity. Oh, this is a man or a woman that needs help. and no remorse, no frowning, or maybe the next day I'm going to punish you. No, nothing. They still come back to work with smile. So I that's one thing I cut out for them. The professional etiquette, they were able to handle things.
So basically you're saying that so far you are satisfied with the care that we're providing here.
I am satisfied. However, there is room for improvement. The day nurses are very good. Probably it's the daytime. And a lot of people's eyes are open. I have a black book where I've written down the first name of all the bad nurses. Those that are just there to collect money, so to say, will wait till money comes. You understand? I fell on the floor. 2 hours I was there. They didn't pick me up. When I came to this hospital, I have no heart problem. That made me to suffer 2 heart attacks that they now brought me to CCU. I didn't have a heart attack problem. You see, but there is always room for improvement. Everybody cannot be perfect. You see, so the thing they need to, health and safety laws are not meant to make the job less. They are just a pointer, a guideline. As I was lying on the floor, the nurse was quoting the health and safety law that prevents her from giving me a hand, from lifting me up. But the health and safety law only teaches good manual handling of heavy things, but not to abandon me there on the floor. I too quoted the part of the health and safety law that says, okay, I too, you will know if I die here, you will know if that I'm your responsibility for tonight. And I just decide to lie down on the floor. Let's see who wins at the end. But at the end, nobody wins because they too will suffer. I too will suffer. But there is room for improvement.